eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, February 10th. And, you know, this is the show that takes the mystery out of your financial life. And we encourage you to ask us questions by sending us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or if you're on our website, you can easily just click the contact button. If you would like to ask a question and do it with us on the program so that you get to actually have a conversation with me and also hear Mark's voice, then even better, just let us know. I want to come on the air with you. Mark will do the rest because he's the best executive producer in the world. So today we are delighted to have Mark, a different Mark from New York, on the line. So Mark, welcome to Jill on Money. What can we do for you today?
Thanks so much, Jill. I'm excited to be here. Longtime listener. You know, we trying to decide what we do. My wife has a small business. And so at the end of each year, we have some sometimes we have, you know, S-Corp extra money, and I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way of, you know, responding and doing with that money.
Now, so how old are you, Mark?
I am 37.
And how old is your wife?
She's also 37.
Okay. Children?
Yes. 1 2-year-old.
Okay. You are in New York. Do you own or rent?
We own a recent purchase, and that actually basically all of our emergency fund to help with the down payment.
Oh, okay. So how much is the, let's first start with how much is the place worth about?
Probably about $850.
Okay. And the outstanding mortgage?
$630.
Okay. And the rate, I imagine, since you did it recently, pretty low, huh?
It was great. Yeah, it was, I think, 3.25.
Oh, my God. 30-year, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. You said the emergency reserve is low. How low?
Like probably $1,000.
That's pretty low. That's about $1,000 better than zero, but not much better. So what would you estimate your 6 to 12 months of expenses to be? What should we be having in the emergency reserve?
Probably six months, maybe $30,000.
Okay. What do you do for a living and how much do you earn?
Yep. So I work for a nonprofit and I earn about $165,000.
Okay, great. And your wife, you said, has an S Corp. Does she pay herself a salary or is it all, does she just take the S Corp dividends as her compensation?
She pays herself a salary of about 40,000, probably actually after this, about 35,000 a year.
Okay. 35,000. Got it. So on the 165 and the 35, the $200,000 a year of income, how are you guys doing? You feel comfortable?
We do.
Great. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about the nonprofit that you work for. Do they have a 403B? Do they have a really awesome pension? Is there something that is exciting in the retirement layout for your compensation?
No, none of that. We have a 401k option. There's no contribution, but the only exciting thing is the 401k is Vanguard, so it's a good.
Good. That is good. Okay. And do you have a Roth option or do you have a traditional option?
We have both, and I contribute to the Roth almost exclusively.
Does your wife for the S Corp, does she have employees?
She does now, yes.
So no fun with having an awesome retirement plan for her just because she has to offer it for everybody.
Right, exactly.
Does she usually make any sort of retirement contribution or had she in the past before having employees?
She had, yes. She set up back in the past when their company was just her, she set up a SEP IRA back in 2017 and had contributed at that time. Hasn't contributed to since 2017 to the SEP IRA.
Okay, but it's out there. And how much money's in there?
About 13,000.
Okay. And you, in all of your retirement accounts in your 401k, both the Roth and the small traditional, how much is in that 401k?
And mine is about 70,000.
Okay, great. Besides the mortgage, debt outstanding?
No credit debt. I do have school debt, but I'm very, very lucky and I will be eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program in June. So I have something like $100,000, $125,000, but that will all be forgiven in June of this year.
Oh my God. How happy are you? And by the way, what's amazing is you must have been sweating it out when Betsy DeVos was there, right? Because I mean, there was a point where we were hearing from people who were like, I'm part of the loan forgiveness program, the public, loan forgiveness program, but they were worried that it would be somehow erased. So you must feel such a great, huge sigh of relief, right?
I'll say this, it will, but once we hit June and it actually happens, then that's what I will be. I will have a glass of wine and I will celebrate at that point.
Glass of wine, you should have a bottle of wine.
You're probably right.
125 grand. Okay, now what else is going on that I need to know about? You guys have life insurance for each other?
We do. Yep. We have a basic life insurance plan. I don't actually remember how much it is, but it's maybe a little under $1 million, something like
Term
that.
Term life insurance. Pretty vanilla,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
And one last question, of course, which is I presume with your life insurance and the 2-year-old, you've done your estate planning, right?
Yes. Relatively recently. And we also have a 529 plan, but we contribute, I think, $100 a month. Not a lot, not enough for probably some of the costs, but at least it's something,
Yeah, I understand.
But the question is really, there's the possibility of anywhere between zero and, $40,000-$50,000 at the end of the year. And really the question is, for you, what do we do with that, right? What's your advice? What's your guidance?
Well, I mean, I think, so first and foremost, I think what your number one priority after the student loan forgiveness is off your, emotional radar, but really your number one priority is to build up the emergency reserve fund. So with that said, don't put any more money in the 529 plan. Truly, it's just not even worth it. You might as well just start using whatever money you have, put it in your emergency reserve fund. So that's number one. And, if at the end of this year, for some miraculous reason, there is some money that comes as an S Corp dividend, that should, number one, go to replenish the emergency reserve fund. And then I think number two is that your wife could actually just make a plain old contribution to a Roth IRA. I don't think it's going to be much more than that, really, because as you said, this year is probably not going to be the year where she gets a big chunk of money. But, just in case, she could do her contribution at the end of this year. The critical factor for you guys is actually whether you're going to be able to qualify for a Roth, depending on her income. And that's going to be a little sketchy because the, for at least for this year, for 2021, the phase out limit for a Roth is $208,000 for married filing jointly. So she may be able to do it this year, right? Because her income isn't that great. But if the business starts to crank, you may not be able to actually use a Roth, in which case, and you'll know more after you file your taxes, you know, in terms of like really where you stand on AGI. But if that's the case, then I think you may want to, and it depends, right, how the business is going, but she may want to explore different avenues to create retirement savings for her business. So how many employees does she have? Three, you said?
Yes, three. Yep.
Okay. You know, look, there, she could put in place, instead of a SEP, which has a very big contribution that is necessary for, you know, your, as the employer, she could put in something called a simple IRA, which has a lower cost in terms of a contribution level, but would allow her to put money away and these employees to put money away, something to at least consider in the future. These are affordable plans. In other words, they're not paperwork heavy, testing heavy. And, you know, when you think about a simple IRA, the limit for that would be $13,500, you know, and also being able to provide some benefit for the employees that she probably wants to, you know, to help out. And I mean, again, it's not a huge amount of money that she would have to put in. So that's really what I would say. Emergency reserve, number one. And then for her, a Roth IRA, if you can qualify. And I think it's time for her to explore a simple IRA. I do. I think that any small business person, that's something to really consider. I'm sure that for the SEP, she could keep it as a SEP. She could roll it over probably to a rollover IRA. But the question really is, you know, what happens with the business next? Maybe she wants to leave the SEP open so that she has the possibility of using it again in the future. It's not that big a deal to leave it open. So that's kind of where I come down. Mark Talercio, is there anything that I missed here? Oh, okay. So what everyone needs to know is that Mark Talercio says, I don't think you missed anything, but I'm in mid diaper change. So Mark from New York, you can relate to that, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Did I miss anything else? Any more questions for you?
No, this is great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you coming on. We really do. And good luck to you. And let us know how it goes. And send us a picture of you uncorking the wine in June and getting the note that says that student loan is gone from your life. So please do that so we can share it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks so much. If you, like Mark, would like to join us on the pod, all you need to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, which is called, you know, just miraculously a coincidence, jillonmoney.com, we also have a contact button. We also have a free weekly newsletter. You should sign up for it because it's free. And Mark does a great job of collecting good financial stories from all over the place. Subscribe to us wherever you've been listening to this and pass us along, rate, review, do all the things Mark nudges me about. And I can nudge you about the most important aspect of your life right now, which is washing your hands, wearing your masks, doubling them up, please, maintaining that physical distancing, and trying to do something nice for someone else today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.